I was born in Toowoomba in the 90s when this country was fighting its way towards nationhood. My people, my grandfathers on both sides, Pobar, he was an Austrian sailor. He came to this country in 1851. On my mother's side, her father was an Irishman, and he came from Ireland in 1852. And they were on the goldfields of Victoria. Pobar was, he was a miner, a fossicker, and O'Keefe, my mother's father, he was a wagon builder and a wheelwright, and of course he was stationed at Geelong in a business there, and he wasn't a fossicker, but he used to build wagons that used to take the food up on to, say, up to Bendigo, Ballarat, Fiery Creek, and all about there. That was about from 1852 until 1854, and then the Eureka Stockade came about, when the fossickers and the miners were charged more money by the government for the license to operate, and that was when the miners jacked up, and Peter Lawler, he was the leader, and they went into the Eureka Stockade and they defied the soldiers that came up from Melbourne, or should I say the troopers, and that was when the big fight took place at Bakery Hill, Ballarat, 1854. My grandfather was in the Eureka Stockade with Peter Lawler and the other miners, over 200, but there was a bigger number of the troopers that defied them, and finally they were defeated. But my grandfather was in the Eureka Stockade with Peter Lawler and was close by him when he had his arm blown off and was one of the first to the rescue. And after that, they were taken to Melbourne, the remaining ones that was in the stockade, and tried. But finally, they were sentenced to jail, but that never took place because they were supported by the papers of Melbourne at that particular time, and they won their case, and the ones that were sentenced was all released.